is James Gunn.
Hey, James, how you doing? Thanks for calling.
Good, no problem, man.
Where are you calling from?
Los Angeles today.
Oh, yeah?
I'm back in town. This is where I live, and it's I've been a crazy couple weeks, so I'm really, really happy to be back home, at least for a short while.
What's been crazy about it?
I've been traveling around doing press. So I've been doing screenings around the country.
Yeah.
Doing a lot of press.
How's the response been?
Great. I mean, it's just been great. It's
Yeah, I saw it last night. It's a hoot, man. I have to ask you first off, you started making splatter films at the age of 12, it says?
What does it say?
You started in your bio there.
When I was like 11 or 12 years old, I started making movies for the first time. And I think the movies that really influenced me were movies like Night of the Living Dead was probably the biggest influence. Because I remember seeing Night of the Living Dead, it scared the crap out of me. And I loved the movie, and I saw, and I could tell it was made for a very low budget. And horror movies, I had loved earlier horror movies, Universal horror movies. But seeing some of these movies like Night of the Living Dead, Friday the 13th, My Bloody Valentine, all these films made me think that I would be able to make my own movie. So I started to make my own films, most of which were about some sort of zombies, which was usually like, my brothers would be zombies eating my other brother or whatever. Usually starred, it was either my brothers or the other kids in the neighborhood.
You still have the movies?
No, I don't actually. No, I don't know where they are. I would love to find them. I've been thinking about going through my mom's basement and trying to find them.
Did your sojourn at Troma Films help prepare you for directing Slither?
Completely. I mean, Troma gave me a great education about the basics of prosthetic effects. So I was able to learn, from a young age how to deal with all that, but also Troma gave me an idea about what it was like to make a film during every stage of filmmaking, so I got an idea of how to do pre-production with finding locations and casting and, actually producing the movie and making the film and what that was like, and then all the way through marketing and dealing with the MPAA and all of these other issues that happen in post-production and editing, of course.
Yeah.
So, film school, may give people part of that education, but at Troma, I was able to get all of it without the artiness.
Cool. Plus, you get to have Tales from the Crapper on your resume.
Yes, that is, that's a high point on the resume. It's a film I've actually never watched all the way through. I'm at the very beginning of the movie, so I watched my own scene. And then about 3 minutes after that, I couldn't take it anymore.
Did Jack's shoulders, the hidden, have a big effect on you?
The which one?
The hidden?
No. Yeah, no. As an influence, you mean?
Yeah, because, slug type things going in the mouth. And...
Yeah, no, it's not. It's really Shivers.
Yeah.
The David Cronenberg movie.
Yeah.
That came from within.
Exactly, yeah, especially with the bathtub scene there.
Yes, absolutely. I think that's where that idea was originally implanted in my brain and sort of stuck. And then for me, where my brain took it to two different places, which was really the flapping and the convulsions as they burrow into the brain, which is what got to me. And then the pregnant woman full of the worms, which is probably the thing that really creeped me out when I was writing it, but also made me laugh. I mean, I think that scene was like the sort of the nexus of the whole movie. Once I wrote that scene with the Brenda Blob, which was very early on, I was like, yeah, this is it, because it's very funny, this big, fat, huge blob. And at the same time, it is incredibly disgusting.
What kind of audience are you shooting for with Slither?
I think mostly women ages 54 to 79. I think that's our demographic. That's realistic. I think that'll work well. It's anybody who likes it. I mean, what we found is that, young people like it, teenagers and people in their 20s love the movie, but we also found that a lot of people who are my age, in their mid-30s, and a little bit older and a little bit younger than that, also love the movie, because it does sort of remind them of the fun they had watching those horror movies in the 80s, movies like Tremors, and The Thing, and The Fly, Basket Case, and these were all movies that just had a sense of fun to them, an over-the-top type of horror comedy. That just, those types of films aren't really made anymore, at least not for decent budgets.
Yeah. What, what, slitter?
I am not at liberty to say.
High or low, in between?
It's low. It's low. I mean, okay. I mean, what I consider low, but I mean, I've been making $100 million movies, you know, and Dawn of the Dead was, you know.
Was it, working in Vancouver, did that, was that copacetic for making a low budget or lower budget film?
Yeah, Vancouver's a great place to shoot because they have very talented crews there, and the Canadian deals were great, and, the thing that's hard about Vancouver with this movie especially was, you know, the cold and the rain.
Yeah.
Very difficult. I mean, the movie is set in South Carolina, yet we're dealing with, you know, below freezing nights. We're running around in the forest, and it's raining on and off. It's also that on and off raininess of Vancouver, which is kind of a problem. And so, physically, it was a very rigorous shoot, part because of the location.
Yeah. What part of Vancouver was it? I couldn't spot it myself. I'm from Vancouver.
I'm glad because we tried to really, it's the second movie I've made in Vancouver. And when you make a movie in Vancouver, they bring you all the same locations that have been used in other movies.
Yeah.
So we really tried to, you know, push and find locations that were in different places, different parts.
Right.
So we shot a lot of stuff in Langley.
All right.
And we shot some stuff in Surrey.
Oh, yeah.
And we shot some stuff in, for instance, Brenda's home, you know, the woman who turns into the big blob.
Yeah.
Her home is a house in Surrey that really we did very little production design to. That's basically the house.
Cool.
And then we built sets. So we shot some of the stuff in the studio in Vancouver.
Yeah.
So like the, you know, the whole grand house, that was all a set.
You sure kept FX Master Todd Masters awfully busy.
Yes. Oh, God, he was in hell.
Or heaven.
No, yeah, a little bit of both, I think. I think we were, you know, we went, the movie got financed so quickly. I wrote the script, and I went out with it, and it immediately got financed, and they wanted to go immediately into production. So we really rushed into shooting, which meant that Todd had a whole lot of work to get done as we're going into shooting. And one of the difficulties was most of our big creatures weren't made at the beginning of the shoot. So like the Brenda monster, the Grant monster, none of those things were ready when we started shooting. We shot for 47 days. A little over 2 months, because 47 5-day weeks. And as we started shooting, it was rough because all of our hard scenes we shot at the end of the movie. So all the stuff at the house at the end of the movie, all of the stuff with the Brenda explosion, all that stuff was we shot at the very end of the film.
Yeah, no doubt.
Which meant we stuck to our schedule very well during the beginning of the film.
Yeah.
And near the end, it became a lot more difficult to do that.
It's getting quite a promotional push. I see a lot of trailers on the TV up here. So
good.
Yeah. Were you happy with how Dawn of the Dead turned out?
Yeah, I was very happy. You just never know when you turn a script that you wrote over to a director. It never turns out how you think it will. And it's never going to turn out how you think it will.
Yeah.
But you can only hope for one thing, which is that director is going to have a certain vision that he will add to what your script is and make it his own, but make it something really awesome.
Yeah.
And Zach did that. You know, the movie that was made was different than the script I had written in some respects, in where its emphasis was. It had more emphasis on action and less emphasis on character. But what Zach did was really interesting, and he brought his own style and his own flair to it, so I was very grateful to have Zach.
I enjoyed that one, especially the beginning, I thought, was particularly
I love
catchy.
It.
I mean, it really got you hooked. And I also liked, you know, the first half of Slither, the best, the way you sort of built everything up there was good. Just in closing, I was wondering, do you have any future projects coming up, James, that
I'm
you mentioned?
Writing another screenplay, another horror screenplay, a movie about Satan. And I'm about halfway through that, and it's keeping me busy.
Oh, cool.
Keeping me depressed at some points because it's a dark subject. And it's about being balanced out with all this depressed stuff, so.
I just thought of something else here. Is Slither sort of, you know, obviously it's a very comedic angle. Is it a backlash at all to some of the more serious torture-oriented stuff like Hostel and Saw and all that sort of nasties?
Is it a reaction? I'm sorry, what
backlash against it?
I don't think it's it's a backlash. I think it's more, I mean, in fact, I think the best movies to come out in the past, the best horror movies to come out in the past few years have been those movies. I think Hostel and Saw and Devil's Rejects are probably the best horror movies of the past few years.
Have you seen The Hills Have Eyes?
I actually haven't seen it yet.
No, I love that one.
Yeah, I can't, I don't really want to see it.
Yeah.
But the, I think it's more of the matter of, I don't think that horror fans want to see one type of horror movie. I think they want to see a variety of horror films.
Yeah.
So it's a matter of giving people something different to see. And I think that the things that we have been seeing have been The Roughies and have been, and have been PG-13 horror for little girls.
Yeah, right.
And so I think it's good to be going out there with a movie that's just is its own thing. It's its own animal.
Yeah.
And you know, somebody, you know, listen, most people who like Hostel seem to like Slither too.
Yeah.
So it's, they're very different, but they're both made by directors who love horror movies.
Yeah.
And that's a rarity these days.
Yeah. Exactly. So. Good point. Cool. I was the Vancouver correspondent for Fangoria for 13 years, so I'm definitely.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Yeah,
cool.
I'm definitely. Myself and
great.
Appreciate the good work you've done on Slither there, and look forward to your future projects, James.
Thanks, man.
Thanks a lot for calling me up. I'll be doing a little write up in the Georgia Strait for next Thursday, just before the movie opens here. So
great, I really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for your time.
Yeah, man. Good luck.
See you, James.